there's a real injustice to members, and I'm not just chatting Donegal. As you mentioned there, the periphery, those counties that are in difficulty are Louth, Meath, North Kildare, Galway, Mayo and Donegal, probably parts of North Sligo, North Leitrim. It's impossible for those that are working to get to a polling station in Longford before 8 p.m. any Friday, but particularly a Friday that's, that lands on a bank holiday. It's an injustice to members that work hard and pay for their vote, members that the party will be calling on to canvass come election on the weeks running up to election day. It's not good enough for a national party.
There seems a real detachment from whoever makes the decisions in Dublin and the rest, you know, the grassroots, you could call them. There seems to be no, there can be of no thought that have gone into this that would expect people, Longford's lovely, don't get me wrong, but expect people on the Friday of a bank holiday weekend to head to Longford to exercise a vote that they've paid actually to have the right to do so. It just, on no level does it make any sense. Why is there such a detachment there if you agree there is?
Well, I do agree there is, but I do also believe there's an agenda behind it. The people are not getting the say in this election.
Tell us the agenda, now, that you believe there.
Well, I'm not going to come out and say it, but anybody looks where the candidates are located. It's
so, we've seen this in the past with a Donegal candidate getting shafted, effectively.
Yes.
You are potentially being shafted in favour of a councillor based in that area. I'm saying it. You don't have to agree or disagree, but it's open to you to do so if you wish.
Not a councillor, no.
Not a councillor, sorry, a candidate.
A candidate, yeah. Another high-profile candidate, yeah. I do believe that's the case. There was a lot of, unrest about running two candidates and 5 years ago and eventually threw away the seat. I do believe that our Fianna Fáil headquarters and our general secretary is meddling too much on the outcome of conventions. And I think it's time to shout stop. It's not good enough. They're wrecking the organisation. They're wrecking the party across, not just Donegal and the middle of the North West, but across the country. The party can't recover with this kind of meddling.
It's not unusual for one party to do something strategically to disadvantage another. Pick a candidate in this area to do this, to do that, and do the other. That happens. But when, and it's open for anyone to see, when that's happening internally within a party and something dodgy happening for the second election in a row, I mean, there's serious questions that need to be answered.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you try and do that in any organisation, no matter what field it's in, you're causing a rot. And it'll not be long till that rot is shown further afield. And it's the party at large that will suffer as a result of it. It's short-sighted, but it is what it is. At the same time, I'm not going to step back from the challenge. I very much believe I could have won this convention if I had a level playing field, but I'm certainly not out of the race and far from it.
Your best hope at this stage is that this...
Not far from it, but like...
Yeah, but your best hope at this stage is that people being so peed off with the party that they actually do get in the cars and make the effort, or even people down in that area say, right, well, this is unfair. You know, this is the party trying to corral us into making a decision. You know, let's send a message. You know, those perhaps... you need those two things to go in your favour now.
That's part of it, but I also need whatever members that can make it on the Friday to do their best to make it. If they do that, I'm up there with enough number ones. It's then I get the opportunity to benefit from those seconds from seven other candidates. And this opportunity is far from gone. We're certainly not giving up hope. It's not in my blood to do so. And we're still going to put up a hell of a fight, and we may turn this around yet.
Why can voting not take place in two places?
That's a question that I can't get an answer to.
That was Sligo. I've read it's an hotel in Sligo or anywhere, or even
absolutely,
further south.
I was proposing, they really want to have it on the Friday. I'll give you a bit of history on this. I met with the General Secretary back in September of last year, and we had a discussion about this. At that stage, they were talking there was no TDs running. I made the point about the last election, how we threw it away, and how from the council, what the councillors took in the Midlands North West versus what the two MEP candidates took was 12.5% less. And that work needed to be done. I mean, to stop meddling, I need to have a convention early for any new candidate to have an opportunity to oil the machine, so to speak, and get the organisation up and running and working. I got agreement that day that convention would be held before Christmas. And I also had agreement that there was no point in having a convention again in March, in an election, because it gives nobody a chance of winning a seat.